This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome, welcome one and all. Welcome back to 2012. My name's Tim Nicholson and you are listening to Fender Bender, which if you are joining us for the first time is a show all about cars, inside, outside, under the bonnet, the whole kit and caboodle, pretty much just a bunch of people talking crap about cars quite a bit. So welcome if you're joining us for the first time and welcome back if you've missed us for the last few months because we've missed you, let's be honest. And of course, I can't do this alone. I am joined here in the studio by two very strapping young men, Jeremy and Mike Costello. Boys, welcome back.
How exciting.
Are you excited?
I don't even want to tell you how excited.
Oh, I can see.
Too explicit for radio.
It's true.
It's an odd feeling being back in here on a Saturday as well. It's a bit of a different time slot for us.
Change of days.
Well, this is the thing. A bit of a change. We've coming up now after the wonderful big thanks to Pete Dillon for Cravings, of course. A bit of a change, but I think we can get used to it.
I think it's going to be great. Me and Mike were just talking about, how it's not the end of the weekend because we used to do Sundays. So it's not the end of the weekend when we leave here.
And I think the good thing is about doing the show on the Sunday afternoon, I always had to be really careful about not going out and getting really wasted on Saturday night, not being able to do the show. Now we can.
Now we can be wasted doing the show.
God. Well, exactly. I'm wasted now. It's not true at all, actually. But look, we give it a red hot go. And look, we've got a big year planned. We had a big year last year, guys, didn't we? You know, we had a Raddest Car Award. We did lots of things. And we're just going to have a pretty much an equally big, if not bigger year.
Step it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a bit ghetto. Lots coming up this year and lots coming up on the show today. We're going to be talking about highlights of 2012 so far. It hasn't been really, we're not far into the year, but a lot's
happened. I think we're far enough to have a compendium though, aren't we?
Yeah. Kind of, let's be honest. And of course, Mike, you're going to review a car, the Suzuki Swift Sport.
Yes.
And we might talk about some other things if we've got time, depending on what happens.
Can we make a new tradition of starting the show with Cars by Gary Newman every week?
How good is that song?
I am an enormous fan of that song.
Oh, my God. We were all having a small boogie, actually, in the studio as that was happening.
I was just pretending.
Yeah, you were. You weren't as boogie as Mike and I.
No.
That's okay. Look, we've got a Facebook page. Go and like it. It's Fender Bender Joy, or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/FenderBenderJoy. We've got lots more coming up on the show, but right now is some new music to Joy. This is Gossip with Perfect World. You're listening
Thank
to...
You.
I nearly said Tim and Wes, because that's the show I do on Tuesdays. What are we?
Just mug your other boy. Why don't you?
Naughty boy.
I know. No, it's you're listening to Fender Bender. You're listening to Fender Bender.
Oops.
On Joy 94.9.
Have I just given something away there?
Oh no, but I keep doing that thing where I don't...
This is a shambles. What's going on?
We're off our chops. You are listening to Fender Bender if you're just tuning in. We're back for another big year and been talking about new models that have been coming out in the last few months, and there's been some important ones.
Yeah.
Jeremy,
you
yes?
know what hasn't changed here at Joy?
Tell me what.
The headphones that itch my ears. They make them itchy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would love to get my own pair.
I keep having to change ears, one on, one off.
And you look like
hot
some kind of homeboy hipster.
In and out.
Crossbreed.
But anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
That hasn't changed.
That's all right.
Neither have you been, anything that hasn't changed is your prima donna nature. Come on now.
God.
Thank God. What?
An attack.
Zing.
But no new models there.
No, moving on. In that front, absolutely.
That's another good link. Five minutes.
Pretty good. News, Mike, what's been happening in recent times?
Oh, you mean with cars?
just
oh,
with yourself.
Wow. Sorry, you threw me off there. Well, as I sort of touched on before, the New York Motor Show has been going on.
Yes.
Which is a big one.
Yeah, right.
And, I guess up until recently it wasn't a big deal on the global scene, but it's kind of recently seemed to have, manufacturers are using it to preview their new cars, which is the mark of any big motor show.
Awesome.
And it's been a steady trickle of reveals. There's been a Jaguar F-Type concept budget sort of roadster thing that they've been promising us for over a decade now, and they've revealed it in disguised form, but hey, they're closer than ever.
So what's their sports car, XK?
And this one would sort of slot in underneath it, a bit like a Merc SLK or Porsche Boxster, maybe around that kind of area.
Nice.
And so it looks like they're finally on the move to doing that, which is quite cool.
Gee, what a difference that car maker has made in the last, you know, 5 years. From the previous XJ that had the same design for the last 40 years.
Jag are owned by an Indian company now. That means that there's a lot more money coming into the Jag HQ that they're obviously spending on design and development. Hey, it's working well.
Do they sell well?
Oh, not so much here.
Yeah.
But they're doing all right. Yeah. They're still ticking away. Mm. And, you know, it's a legendary nameplate too, isn't it?
It's true.
One that's really interested me, though, is the return of a legend.
Yes.
We all know what the Dodge Viper is.
Right.
We all know the
very
Dodge
90s.
Viper.
Very
90s. It's
very grunge.
For those who don't know, this is a prototypical modern Yank muscle car. So it's basically got a big truck V10 in it, just a crappily designed body with a shoddy muscle car, but in that most awesomely American kind of way. You know, they just brute force, nothing technical, nothing complicated.
My God.
But Dodge, as part of Chrysler's restructuring, basically dropped the car about 2 years ago. Mm. But Fiat, the giant Italian company, Chrysler. So they've invested this money in it, and there's this new brand under Chrysler called SRT, and they've resurrected the Viper.
Right.
And they've relaunched it with a few minor changes at the New York show.
Is that what it's called? SRT? SRT. A miserable name.
Sports. Well, I can't remember what it stands for.
That's a crappy name.
That's what they use for the names of their, like, the Chrysler 300.
Sports and Racing Technology, I think it stands for.
They use that label for that kind of...
I guess to Ossify it, it's like the HSV of Chrysler, I suppose.
So is this not much different to the old one?
Oh, it's had a few updates. It's got different. Better chassis and a engine's been tweaked a bit, but it's fundamentally the same thing.
Do they turn corners?
Well, technically you can turn a corner, but I actually haven't driven a modern one, so I shouldn't cast aspersions. But it's awesome because it's just your typical Yank muscle car.
So Yank,
and how can you not love
that? So Yank.
I guess the other
we'll
one.
I'll have to put a picture. I'll put a picture of that on the Facebook page because that thing looks very top heavy.
And I guess the other most interesting one was the Terrafugia Transition. I hope I pronounced that right.
What did you just call me?
Terrafugia Transition. How's that for alliteration?
Houses.
It's billed as the world's first flying car that you can use on public roads, and they're going to sell it for $280,000. It really looks more like a crumpled up plane than a car that turns into a plane.
Yeah, it looks from the 70s, a Cessna or something.
But technically speaking, it is a plane that's wings fold up and you can drive it on the road. Although I hope you renew your life insurance pretty much before you buy it, because it looks a little rickety to me. But nonetheless, we've always had this dream of flying cars, you know, and I guess this is kind of the first time we can actually say we have a flying car.
But who? Why? Why
wouldn't you want a flying car? My question.
Well, no, I think you should put the picture up on the Facebook as well. Mike, you just said it's been the dream of flying cars, but I think that just shattered any of those dreams that might have been
had. Are you honestly going to sit here
ridiculous
and say that there is now in the world that exists a car that can fly and you're going to talk down about it? Really?
Ridiculous.
Come on, it's a flying car. This is awesome.
Yeah, but we've got cars and we've got planes, so really.
Let's hope it doesn't end up in somebody's apartment block like what we saw.
Topical.
Wow.
I'm sorry, that was insensitive. Yes.
Also true.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so I think out of New York, they're the three that really caught my eye.
Now, did I see, is it the Chevy have released their new Impala, which is their version of, I guess, what is essentially the Commodore over there?
Yeah, more or less. And there's obviously,
as always happens with
these things, there's been speculation that it will be the new Commodore, et cetera, et cetera. I've not heard anything official to confirm that. And frankly, the Impala, well, I don't know. It's a bit of an ordinary-looking thing, if you ask me.
Well, yeah, they are. But back in the day, they were
they
were amazing.
My old housemate had, like, I don't know, 60s Impala.
Those old-school ones are amazing.
Oh, my God, it was heaven.
Yeah. My friend bought a hearse in an Impala, and it's huge. Like, so long.
Wow.
So
he bought a hearse?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool.
Wow.
Amazing. Still had all the stainless steel reeves and things in the back, and...
Excitement, please.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So lots of stuff coming out of New York, fun and games
out
for
of
all.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple. Mm-hmm. Show us your Big Apple.
Wow.
So and thanks to Peter in Richmond for the lovely text.
It's always nice to have love.
Great to hear you on air again. Well, we're very, very happy to be back. But we're going to go off air for a very short period of time to hear a word from a few of our sponsors.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You are back with Fender Bender. It's Tim, Mike and Jeremy trying to hold in his laughter over there about something that I'm unsure about and also not really sure I want to know about.
Definitely you don't want to know.
Oh, God. No. Maybe it was something to do with something filthy in the gutter, like your mind. Something that's not filthy in the gutter, though. The lovely Murray has texted in and needs a bit of advice, boys, and that's what we're here for as well. If you want to know what car to buy, we will tell you what car to buy. And Murray knows this, and he has texted in, "What do you boys think of the shortage?" But he meant Sportage. We know that.
Kia Shortage.
Which I love. I love that, Murray. That's fantastic.
He did send an email in after rectifying it. Fairness to Murray.
Guess what, Murray? You've just caused the first fight of the year, because I've now moved around the other side of the studio from Mike.
It's true.
Had a little bit of an argument.
He said
the Sportage is a bit shortage on handling.
Oh my God, did you hear that?
You did not. I'm going to steal that for my next story on the Sportage.
I don't care what you do with it, Mike. We're fighting at the moment.
So, Mike, you're not a fan?
No, I don't dislike the car. I just don't think it's the number one in its segment. I think it does a lot of things very well. It looks awesome. Mm. It's got a cracking diesel engine. Relatively, the interior design is very nice. I don't think it handles as well as some others in the segment. I don't think it's as roomy or its interior of quite as high a quality as, let's say, a Mazda CX-5, which has just been launched. Which is, I actually did the launch of that last month, and that's a very impressive car in a similar price bracket. There's also the Skoda Yeti and Volkswagen Tiguan. I would put the Sportage fourth in the segment.
Wow.
Below those three. Sportage, not a bad car, and this is just a personal thing. And, you know, if it ticked your boxes, Murray, and you took a drive and you liked it, there's nothing wrong with the car, but I would urge you to go and have a look at a Mazda CX-5 and a Skoda Yeti as well. Well, there you go.
So what? You're a bit of a fan.
I think they're brilliant. They've got the styling, they've got the quality, and I think they drive really good. The one downside I can see in them is that and it's only just, you know, when they're a brand new car, but they have a little bit of noisy brakes, just, and that's it. That's the only fault that I can get in the whole car.
I tell you what, I think it's one of the best looking, easily the best. It's probably the best looking one in its class.
No doubt. It looks fantastic. No doubt about it. Stunning. Great looking car.
What's the rear vision like? Is that pretty bad?
Look, it's not amazing.
Yeah. And small window.
It's a tiny window.
But I think it comes with standard sensors as well.
Okay.
And, you know, if it doesn't have standard sensors, get the sensors. Parking sensors in the back. And they help a lot.
Yeah, but people still wear high heels and they're uncomfortable.
Well, you wear high heels in the car, I imagine, as well. You don't.
You know me too well, Tim.
I know. A friend of mine actually called me last week and asked what I thought of the Tiguan. Mm-hmm. They've got a child.
Problem with the Tiguan, no room in the back.
This is the thing. And then I said, well, Sportage, great for smallish. Everything, but if you've got kids and they might have more kids, so shut down the Tiguan, and now they're looking at a Passat, but maybe I'll suggest one of these ones as well.
And they're quality built now, 5-year warranty, you don't have to worry about them. You spend a couple of $100 a year servicing it and that's it.
So it sounds like it's a great car.
It was
car.
A pretty tame fight, really.
It was, yeah.
Hold it for the rest of the show.
He'll hold the anger in. No. Like I said, I don't want to just, you know, it's not a bad car, but there are others you should look at, Murray. Mazda CX-5, Skoda Yeti, those two at the very least. Just go have a look, see what you reckon, and then the final choice comes down to you, but make sure you have a test drive of those two and see what you think.
Speaking of the CX-5, now, last year you reported on when it was the concept, whatever concept it was at the time. Now,
Menagerie.
Menagerie Trois. Oh,
what?
Listen to it.
Wow.
Menagerie. Get it?
Menagerie.
Wow. Menagerie. It's called the Menagerie.
Menagerie Trois.
Well done, Tim.
I hope you're happy with yourself. I really do.
That's amazing. but I've seen one of the CX-5s. I haven't driven one or anything, but I've seen one in the flesh, and it doesn't look as striking as the concept.
It's a bit under-tired.
Right.
I think, which is a shame, because otherwise it looks good.
Undertired?
Its tyres are too skinny. I think it's on 210.
Like, is that even a word?
Probably.
Undertired? Well, I thought you meant like tired as in
it hasn't
yawning.
Slept.
Yeah.
I did the diesel launch recently, and the diesel is a great diesel engine. Petrol, not quite as good as the diesel, unfortunately.
Yeah.
A bit underpowered.
Okay.
But it does a lot of things well. Very roomy.
Underpowered and undertired.
Exactly.
And is this going to be replacing the CX-7
Correct.
Completely?
Correct.
Right. Okay.
But it's actually roomier inside, even though it's smaller. Clever designers.
There you go. They're very smart at Mazda, and we're very smart here at Fender Bender. So, Murray, we hope we've helped you out. Let us know how you go in the end. You know,
absolutely.
Stay in touch. Fender Bender Joy is our Facebook
consumer advice.
Exactly,
Fender Bender,
right?
Consumer advice.
Amazing. Hey. You are listening to Fender Bender. We've got some more music coming up now. This is the Jezebels. You are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. It is a Saturday afternoon, and I've said Fender Bender with some emphasis, as Jeremy has believes I need to put a bit more oomph into it.
I thought we were just moments ago speaking about stepping it up this year, and very lacking in the intros.
Welcome back to Fender Bender.
This is Fender Bender. Yeah, whatever.
I've just come
we can do a bit of community radio mumbling.
Yeah.
Welcome to anyway.
Sounds like, yeah.
Wow, that was uncanny.
I know, right? I've listened to a lot of community radio mumbling in my time. Mike, you have been driving lots of cars, I imagine, but one of them is...
One of them is Canary Yellow.
Is it?
Love it.
Wow.
Yeah, really.
That's exciting.
Bright and shiny. No, it's the Suzuki Swift Sport.
Right.
Which was launched a couple of months ago. And I did the launch then, and they only had the manual available. And at the time, I said, this is an awesome little hot hatch, because it's $23,500, and it sort of harks back to the classic old-school Peugeots and Renaults of the 80s,
yeah.
Because it's, unlike a lot of the modern hot hatches, it's dead simple. The concept is basic. Strip the thing out. It weighs about a ton. Put a little but revvy engine in there, a snick-snick manual gearbox. Give it a subtle body kit, but nothing too, you know, obvious. Mm. Tweak its chassis a bit, and away you go. Dead simple. And it's one of the only cars that still does that. And, you know, after driving it, you're grinning like a bit of a loon.
Right.
In spite of yourself. And
what's
it's
a snick-snick?
A really short throw, good ratios, light clutch, you know, that kind of little racing gearbox. And at the time, we drove it on a racetrack, and it was brilliant for what it was, a 23 grand hot hatch. You know, what more could you want? But we didn't drive the automatic version because they were not available. Now, I've recently come across one. It's a CVT. I mean, if you don't know what a CVT
hilarious.
Is, it's a continuously variable transmission. And the problem with CVTs is they traditionally aren't the most sporting of gearboxes. They're more about fuel economy. So to counter this, Suzuki said, right, we're going to put paddle shifters on the wheel. We're going to make it a sporting CVT. And theoretically, it could work. I mean, the Polo GDI from Volkswagen has a paddle shift gearbox, and it's fantastic.
So you can still... It's an automatic, but you can still change gears if you want.
Exactly. You have a manual mode, like a lot of the Tiptronic gearboxes that you see nowadays. Exactly right. You can take that one, all right?
I'll give it to you. That's your new nickname, Jeremy.
I'm pretty sure I've been with some guys that I could say were Snick Snick.
Wow.
Not even the slightest comment will be coming from me on that one, but... And look, I guess what I can say is buy the manual if you're going to buy the Swift, because the CVT has disappointed me. Mm. It really has disappointed me.
I think they're hilarious to drive, though.
There's that. They make a distinctive drone.
But in the industry, they call them a rubber band.
Exactly right.
Because it feels like you're driving a rubber band. It's just like you accelerate and the engine doesn't change. It's, you know,
result is it has this droning sound.
It's hilarious, and you just keep going faster and faster, but there's no gear change. It's like being on a scooter.
Weird.
It's uncanny, and it's okay in a big luxury relaxed cruiser or something, but in a little hot hatch it just makes zero sense. I think Suzuki has his brand-wide focus on CVTs, and they want to carry it over to the Swift Sport, but it just doesn't make sense. And unfortunately, it really takes the edge off what is otherwise a fantastic car. And the bizarre thing is, Suzuki thinks 70% of all Swift Sport sales are going to be a CVT, because people are obviously too lazy to change their own gears.
So bizarre.
But look, and I've been disappointed, because it's a phenomenally cool little car for what it is. You know, if you just go in there saying, I've just spent $23,500, and it's just a little hot hatch with no pretensions... Yeah. And I'm going to laugh and I'm going to grin and it's going to be great. But the CVT really does take the edge
off.
Avoid
it. And I've
been a bit disappointed.
You'd go the manual.
I would go the manual. And, you know, the manual is a fantastic car. The CVT, no.
Not so much.
Really not.
Would you go the Canary Yellow?
You know what? It's really grown on me.
Totally.
Why wouldn't you? Why the hell wouldn't you? It's a little hot hatch. The point is to be lurid and out there. And you feel a bit ridiculous, frankly. You do. But, whatever.
Well, I think it's all kind of like a few years ago when Holden and Ford started doing those weird fluorescent kind of colours with their utes and stuff.
It's all the manly utes.
Right, yeah, totally. But it's pretty common now to see a ridiculous colour. And like we said before, the XV comes in this beautiful Lego orange colour. It's
Lego
amazing.
Orange?
Well, it's kind of almost like McDonald's cheese.
Oh, wow.
You know what
plastic
I mean?
Cheese.
It's orange. Like
the, yeah, I know the one you mean.
Oh, my God.
But there is a bit of a difference because the canary yellow is Suzuki's signature colour from the rally championship.
Oh.
So the Swift competes in not the World Rally, but a lot of junior rally and local rallies, and they're always this canary yellow. So it's like a signature colour for the brand, yeah. Much like red is Ferrari. Mm. I'm not going to compare the two companies, but, you know, it's like kind of that company's colour. And so for that reason, it sort of has these rally connotations, which actually work pretty well.
So who's the competition in this market? Because that $23,000, it's obviously that's too cheap for a Golf GTI.
Well, I mean, a Polo GTI is about $5,000 more. And it's a different beast because it's a much more technical. It's more competent as well. But the Suzuki's more lovable and cheeky. I guess in that price bracket, you've got a Hyundai Veloster.
I wanted to talk about that. See, now, which they seem to be selling like hotcakes.
They are selling their ass off.
Selling like hotcakes. Another McDonald's reference.
I promise we're not sponsored by McDonald's. But yeah, they're going crazy,
Bender.
Right?
I hope they're gluten-free.
Yeah, listen to it.
They are selling their hats off, and I don't. It's not a bad car. I'd take a Swift over a Veloster. Veloster's odd because it's got two doors on one side and one door on the other.
Yeah.
And it's this like tri-door layout. It's sort of like one side's a practical family car and the other's a sporting coupe. It's like the Batman villain Two-Face, you know? It's got one side and another side. It's odd to say.
Is it taking lithium?
Quite possibly. But they're really...
Sounds bipolar.
Yeah. They're pumping it, like giving it such a youth focus. The marketing for it's actually quite hilariously youthy. You know when something's so obviously like, let's get the youth buying. You know, it's just... Yeah, anyway. But good luck to them. Hyundai probably need a bit of a youth hero-ish car.
Is that like 10 packs of cigarettes?
10 packs? Mm. What?
Aiming for the younger generations.
10 pack?
Is it
10 cigarettes?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You can get it in the UK.
Get out of town.
Yeah. I was actually on Skype to a friend from the UK last night, and I was smoking while I was on Skype, and I had a pack of 25s, and they couldn't believe it. They're like, you get 25 in a pack? And I'm like, yeah, because they're all used to 10s and 20s.
Right.
They're biggest, and it's ridiculous. They sell 10 cigarettes... to aim for
That's
people
creepy.
Underage because they can afford it. It's like a ticket on the train or a packet of cigarettes.
Fender Bender or Joy 94.9 do not condone smoking in any way, shape or form. But thank you. That's bizarre.
Mm.
Anyway. Now, yeah, the Swift, obviously, there's a bit of history with the Swift. My friend had a whole... Oh, no, that was a Barina, but it was the Swift version of the Barina.
Well, they used to be the same car.
Because
the GM and Suzuki used to have an affiliation.
That's right. But those Swifts back in those days, and you know the ones that had the GTI, was like maybe mid to late 80s, early 90s?
I do indeed. And the Swift Sport is the spiritual successor to that.
So why didn't they call it a GTI?
Because other brands now... own the GTI moniker. Not as in Suzuki could use it, but when you think GTI now, you think Peugeot, you think Volkswagen.
Yeah.
You don't think Suzuki. I guess they wanted to establish their own unique brand because other brands kind of muscled in on the GTI market.
Right.
But, you know, like I mentioned at the time when I first drove it, it does hark back to those original early hot hatches like the Peugeot 205 GTI. It really and the very early Golf GTI, late 70s, early 80s. Very small, very simple and no frills.
Very, I remember the Peugeot 205 GTI when I was a kid and I used to see it. There was one in Hamilton. People didn't have a lot of money in Hamilton.
There was one in Hamilton?
Yeah, just one. Just the one.
Wow.
It was red, surprisingly. And it was my kind of dream car for like a good few years because it looked so European.
Well, who doesn't love a hot hatch? You know, how can you, you can't not love a hot hatch.
Oh, God. And they're getting smaller and smaller. It's so funny now. It's, you know, your Astras and Golfs and that kind of thing with a domain of that. But now it's...
Well, there is a new Peugeot 208 GTI coming out because Peugeot is going to launch its new 208 microcar later this year. And there's going to be a GTI version coming out probably early next year. And it's going to weigh around a ton. And the current one weighs about 1,200 kilos.
Right.
And it's smaller. So we're so used to each generation of a model getting bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier. I think it's reached a tipping point and everyone's kind of going back and shrinking and getting lighter. with different lightweight materials and whatnot, which I'm all for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? Totally.
Things have got to change, guys. And it was interesting while we were away, one big piece of news, I guess, while we've been off air. I mean, we're still alive. We've been doing other things, you know.
Have we really been alive?
Well, I have.
Without
been.
Fender Bender, well, we've only really. Been half people, really,
it's
haven't
true.
We?
It's true. We've kind of just gotten resurrected. Holden and the government, that package...
Indeed.
We could call it.
We could.
Yeah.
We could call it that.
Yeah. No, which is, it's very interesting and obviously nothing like...
Controversial. A lot of people don't like, they sort of see it pouring money into a sinking ship. I think people do forget, though, just how many people the Australian motoring industry employs.
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking not just who Holden employ, but then who supplies parts to Holden.
Yeah.
Those companies would go busted at Holden. And then who supplies the parts to the suppliers? And it's a big chain.
It's massive.
These companies provide enormous benefits to the Australian economy that not everybody really understands. And while it would be ideal if they could, you know, make their own ends meet, I think sometimes a government package, provided it's stipulated they spend it right, can work. And I think Holden's going in the right direction now. They're making the cruise. I don't think they'll make another Commodore. They'll probably go smaller. And, you know, maybe they're going to finally start making the kind of cars that people... I'm more inclined to buy in huge numbers again. And the cruise is taking off and it's sounding like something like... I hesitate to say sounding like hotcakes, but it is.
It's going... Yeah, it's going bonkers. It's almost like it'd be smarter to have than the car that would come under the next kind of category, like the Barina-sized car. But I don't know, does the Barina sell that well in this
country?
Well,
yeah, it does actually. They've just launched a new one. It sells all right. Yeah. And, of course, Opel's going to launch later this year with the Corsa, which the Barina... Here used to be a rebadged Opel Corsa, and now the actual car is going to be sold here, which I'm sure will drive interest in the old Barina again. That does fine. And hey, maybe down the line we'll see the Barina locally made.
What interests me is where do all the old cars go?
Which old cars?
So many cars get sold every year, new ones. So just because there's more and more people, or like...
Yeah, mostly. But I mean, you know, cars get written off in accidents, or people just get...
Are we going to run out of metal and things?
Well, we're going to run out of natural resources in one way or another.
Which is a little bit
depressing. Just completely different subject, but it just interests me. That's how, I was not even listening to what you were saying. I was just off thinking about something else.
On your own thing. Well, you know, a lot of cars get sent to a wrecker, that kind of thing. Oh. I know a lot of friends who have had cars recently get sent to the wreckers just because they're in a complete shitbox. But nearly 3 o'clock, which means it's nearly time for us to go, which is a bit sad. Well,
that was quick.
Enormous amounts of crap.
That was a quickie,
well,
wasn't it?
I tell you what, it kind of is a bit. You are listening to Fender Bender. We do have a few more minutes, so stick around.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
It's come to the end of the show, sadly. It's been Fender Bender. We've had our first show for the year, talking cars, talking crap. I think we did pretty well, guys. What do you reckon?
The ratios were about right between cars and crap.
It's true.
If I can say that.
It's true. We missed out on talking about a couple of things, but I'm sure they will come up.
Don't we always, though?
We do. I really wanted to talk about the cars.
Look, you know, it's like a B-side. You know, it's like our B-side.
It's true.
I'm bizarre. Looking forward to the Cambodia.
Oh my god!
Session. Yeah, am I here for that?
Well, I don't know. It depends how you behave.
Well, hang on. We're going to talk about Cambodia.
I don't want to talk about be one of those people that goes, I've just returned from Southeast Asia.
Oh god!
But I've just returned from Southeast Asia, and it was just hilarious. The cars over there. So we'll talk about global markets and that kind of thing.
Can't wait.
Lovely Murray has texted back to say thanks. He's also had a look at the iX35 from Hyundai, which was good.
Looks good.
And he's going to try out the Yeti. So kudos to you, Mike. But he thinks the Mazda is a little bit overpriced.
You're quite beardy at the moment. You remind me a bit of a Yeti.
Are you suggesting that I'm a Yeti because I have a large beard?
Yeah, your beard's at that stage where if you were in a snowstorm,
yes,
lots of snow would stick to it. That's like a beard kind of changes from being just, you know,
I could have called
stubble
you a,
to being a beard.
Icicles.
Yeah. I could have called you a Skoda.
That's okay. I'd be happy.
There
with
must
that.
Be one language somewhere where that's an insult.
It's got to be. It's true. It's true.
Skoda.
Your Skoda.
Look, boys, Mike, Jeremy, thank you so much for being here.
Always business
Very
doing
excited.
Pleasure.
Absolutely. This year is going to be a big one. Big thank you to Heath on the phones. We're going to be back next week. And don't forget to go and like us on Facebook.
Do it.
Or find us on that other thing, the Twitter.
Naughty
Fender
boy.
Say goodbye. See you next week.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.